Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom.
And good evening. The voice is strangely different to usual, but the mission is the same. It's 5:30, and this is update for Wednesday, September the 9th from Manx Radio. A 30-minute roundup that would do credit to Rowdy Yates on the latest news and the Isle of Man, with a check behind the scenes for background information. But we don't stop there. There's sport, business, Sea-Watch, or Swatch-Watch, as we like to call it, and travel to move you smoothly and without fist-waving as you head home. Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and perhaps even the news fakers, we have it all. This evening, Jersey says to all its population, here's 100 quid each to spend, but only with local businesses. Schools are back. Tourism facing a crisis as a Timwell committee prepares to grill a minister tomorrow. Let's get some news headlines.
Man Benham Advocates, for your legal needs.
And we'll join Dolan this evening. Dolan, good evening.
Fastamai, tell us what you want from a one-stop health system. That's the call from the Health Department as it seeks feedback on plans for a Southern Wellbeing Partnership. A similar scheme was introduced in the west of the island earlier this year, combining health, social care and wellbeing. Meanwhile, the first chair of Manx Care has been appointed, part of the new health and social care system being developed by government. Andrew Foster, CBE, started the role this week. Problems with the UK-wide COVID-19 test booking system have led to some in Northern Ireland being directed to the Isle of Man and to Scotland for their checks. It's been reported by the Belfast Newsletter after many highlighted issues with the service. And two Manx musicians are taking part in one of the most highly regarded music festivals in the world this week, the BBC Proms. Trumpet players Russell Gilmore and Sam Kinraid will be performing Beethoven's Seventh Symphony at the Royal Albert Hall tomorrow. Further afield, the UK Prime Minister says new coronavirus restrictions are being put in place in England to prevent another national lockdown there. He's been addressing the country to explain his new rule of six, which means social gatherings with more than that number of people will be banned from Monday. In other news, the Scottish First Minister has described planned new Brexit legislation as an abomination. It could override some parts of the withdrawal agreement that the UK government signed up to just last year. Those are the headlines. News in full at 6.
Dolan, thank you. We're going to get ourselves COVID marshals in the UK as well.
Man Benham can provide guidance over the phone, by video call and email. We'd be happy to connect with you.
Let's have a look at the weather now.
Manx Radio Weather with Manx Glass and Glazing.
It's been a pleasant day and it'll continue fine and dry this evening. The moderate to fresh west or northwest wind will ease. A maximum temperature of 16 Celsius. We're past that point, I think. Dry again tomorrow, Jehenia, with some sunny intervals. Light to moderate westerly winds backing southwest in the afternoon, then becoming fresher later in the day. Top temperature 16 Celsius again. The outlook is dry and mostly cloudy on Friday at first, but there'll be a spell of rain developing for a time in the afternoon. Fresh to strong west or southwest winds, a high of around 16 Celsius again. Pretty consistent. Sunrise 6:43 tomorrow, sunset 7:48. What else can I tell you that will be of help? The shipping forecast, no warnings in force.
Visit the Manx Glass and Glazing website and get your instant quote online, manxglass.com.
The UK has come out with a couple of more measures as far as COVID is concerned, and quite startling ones on occasion as well. But we'll leave those for just a moment and concentrate rather closer to home. Well, fairly close to home. Every man, woman and child living in Jersey is to be given 100 quid. The government of Jersey started handing out the funds this morning. Dolan Mercer joins me in the studio. Fastamai, Dolan.
Fastamai, John.
Yeah, so this is great for people in Jersey, but what's the catch?
Well, there isn't one, really. All residents there are getting £100 each to help stimulate the island's economy. It's sort of like a voucher. It's not just cash. And it has to be spent locally. It has to be spent by the end of October. There are some things that aren't allowed, so you can't spend it online. You can't just save it. And you can't spend it on gambling, but otherwise people can pretty much do what they want.
This must be costing a fortune.
Yeah, it's part of an £11 million scheme from the government there. It's actually spending around £150 million in total. That's on an economic package to try and help the Channel Island recover from the coronavirus pandemic. The plans were announced a little while ago, but the first prepaid cards were given to islanders today via Jersey Post. There's more than 100,000 of them, so not everyone will get them today. But the government there says if residents haven't got one by the 16th of September, then they should chase it up.
Yeah, this is quite a logistic exercise. So how is it being enforced?
Well, Chief Minister John Lafondre said the scheme's geographically restricted to Jersey and aimed entirely at supporting its local economy. He also said the money was not a handout or a gift, but a commitment to invest in the island. The senator's asking people to use this commitment to spend their £100 in a way that benefits the whole community. Some suggestions, therefore, include meals, experiences, clothes, new products, or family activities. The government of Jersey's also said the scheme could be rolled out again in the future.
Mm. Dolan Mercer, thanks very much for joining us. That's in Jersey. What about in the UK? Big announcements today, big changes. From today, a social gatherings from Monday, not today, from Monday, a social gatherings of more than six people will be illegal in England, with some exceptions amid a steep rise in coronavirus cases. The law change will ban larger groups meeting anywhere socially, indoors or outdoors. The UK government said we're going to see these COVID security marshals to enforce fines. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock says the new rules will help prevent a second peak.
The changes we're bringing in, which will come into force on Monday, are that in social settings, you can't gather in groups of more than six. That's it. Really super simple rule. Now, there are a number of exemptions for schools, because we want to protect education, for work, because workplaces already have COVID-secure guidelines, and for some very special events like weddings, funerals and christenings. And other than that, the rule's really simple. One of the pieces of feedback we had, including from the police, was that we needed the rules to be super simple so that everybody knows what they are. You can't gather in a group more than six, and then this will now be rigorously enforced by the police. You can get a fine of £100 going up to £3,200 for repeat offences. There was a problem with enforcement of the rules that you could have two households together, which is that, you know, how do you define how big a household is? It was more complicated to enforce, but this is really simple. Gatherings are okay. They should be socially distanced, of course, but groups only of up to six. And we brought in that with a specific number, you know, so that just everybody knows what the score is. And the reason we've brought this in is we've seen that rise in the number of cases that you mentioned. And also, we've seen in other countries around the world where they don't take action, then you end up with this second peak leading to more hospitalisations and more deaths. And we don't want to see that here.
UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock.
Tell us your opinion on the news. Email update at manxradio.com. Or text 166177.
Yeah, we'll be interested to hear what you think. Well, something that's very important to people, if we have another lockdown, and during the previous lockdown, was, of course, the ability to have something to do, to entertain yourselves. And television is a major part of that. Well, television is back on the agenda. The question is, how important is having a free TV licence for our older population? It's worth asking a consultation on the future of the licence fees for over 75s here in the Channel Islands is coming to a close tomorrow, that's the 10th of September. Alex Watton spoke to the CEO of Manx charity Live at Home, Jackie Brideson.
As a charity that our whole aim is about tackling isolation and loneliness and the impact of that on people's lives, we know that television is more than just the box in the corner. And research was actually carried out a couple of years ago where it turned out that two-fifths of the people that questioned said that television was their main source of company on a day-to-day basis. And I think for those people that have very active lives and can get out and about, you don't realise how much importance there is for television in people's lives.
This idea that the television isn't just a box in the corner, as you say, it is that lifeline. Have you got some perhaps examples of how important it has been in a person's ability to stay active, even mentally as well as physically?
So if you look at the period that we've just gone through in terms of the pandemic, we did a questionnaire with our members about whether they had access to things like the internet before when the pandemic first came, because that's where a lot of the information that was being provided was coming from and people were being referred to. But 75% of the people that we questioned at the start didn't have access to data, so therefore they didn't have access to, as one of our members put, www this and www that. So really the television and the radio has been their main source of comfort or information. Now the changes since the limitations have been lifted on the island, we've asked the question again, have you now gone to get access to the internet and do you want to get access to the internet? And still a lot of people are saying, no, actually we don't. So the television and radio will still provide that level of information that we or younger people find that we can get access to from various other means. The television is still very important to a lot of older people.
It certainly is. My apologies, I called Jackie Brightson. It's Jackie Bridson, not Brightson, of the Manx charity Live at Home. As I gaze out of the window, I see the mighty Ben McCree heading for port.
Sea Watch with the Isle of Man Steam Packet Company.
And the estimated berthing time is 5:45, which should be about right. Well, she's got 5 minutes to make it in. That's the time she's expected to berth. Tomorrow, Thursday, she'll be departing at 8:45. That's her scheduled time, of course. Expected to arrive at Heysham at 12:30 and then depart from Heysham at 2:15 and arrive here again at 6 o'clock. Friday, it's all as planned, starting off at 8:45 with the Ben McCree departing Douglas, arriving at Heysham at 12:30.
Like the Steam Packet on Facebook for the latest sailing information. Manx Radio's Business Briefing, brought to you by KPMG.
Let's have a look at what's been happening in the business world. The card factory in Strand Street has moved. It was officially opened its new premises by the Mayor of Douglas, John Jockin, today. It was previously in the Strand Centre. It now occupies the former Shoe Zone in Strand Street, 1-3 Strand Street. That's on the corner just before you head to that large store, M&S. Feedback is wanted on proposed amendments to legislation on compliance with international standards on beneficial ownership. A consultation exercise started today. Proposed changes follow the Isle of Man's Mutual Evaluation Report 2016. That was conducted by Moneyval, intended to further improve, quote, the accuracy of the database which records beneficial ownership. Beneficial ownership, a big subject that's been in the air for years and years. It's defined as the natural person or people who ultimately own or control a company, limited partnership or foundation, of course. There's been a lot of bleating about people saying, we must know who owns companies, and that's what this is all about. A young Manx accountancy firm has found a new home 18 months after opening. Astin Account Solutions has grown from a one-man operation to a shared office space of a team of four. We're told the new home in Peel Road, Douglas, boasts open-place office space, a boardroom, ample storage space, and there's even room for a table tennis table. I hope they have time for some work. Here's some information that may raise one or two eyebrows here and there across the island. We've been told the Isle of Man's broadband speed has quadrupled in a year, rising above the UK and Ireland in the latest worldwide rankings. Is that your experience? Let us know. The most recent figures by cable.co.uk and gathered by M-Lab are quoted, suggesting the island has jumped from 63rd to 40th place in 2019-20, with speeds increasing fourfold. There's a quote from Lynn Raxall, Chief Executive of Digital Isle of Man, who says, to see these figures rising significantly is not only heartening, but tangible evidence of the efforts being made to deliver ultra-fast fibre broadband to every home and business following the launch of the strategy nearly 2 years ago.
KPMG, here for your business through these unprecedented times. Contact IOM at kpmg.co.im.
We stay with business.
The Stock Market Report. Brought to you by Ramsay Crookall.
Let's run through it for you. This in just after 4 o'clock from Ramsay Crookall. UK and European stocks advanced as investors looked to shrug off a technology-led rout in the US that's put pressure on financial markets around the world. The dollar slid, led by losses against the euro, after a news report said the European Central Bank officials had become more confident in their outlook for the region's recovery. Oil futures clawed back some of the losses they sustained in the previous session, but a rebound in COVID-19 cases in some countries undermined hopes for a steady recovery in global demand. Gold firmed. That's on lingering uncertainty stemming from the coronavirus pandemic. At the close, the FTSE was up 1.39 at 60.12. The DAX was up 2.07 at 13,237. And at 4:55, the Dow Jones up 1.86% at 28013, 28,000. and 13.
The Stock Market Report was brought to you by Ramsay Crookle, the island's investment specialist. You're listening to the Isle of Man's quintessential.
We shadow run it from about October 2019, officially launched in February of this year, and then COVID hit. That meant that some of the staff were redeployed and we had to close the doors of the building. And in the first month, April, referrals went down drastically. But then we found since during COVID, it's really shown its strength. The referrals stayed up. The outcomes of people were much better. For example, we got one chap out of a nursing home, back into his own home, because all the team came together and worked out a plan around him. So it worked very well. The GPs found it very handy because they have one point of referral. There's a public counter, obviously, that was not open, but since we've reopened, that also is attracting people because they can come in, speak to a live person and start the process of getting into services if they need them.
For the southern system, is that going to be identical to what's been happening in the west, or is it going to be tailored specifically to the needs of those in the south?
We developed the western one based on a vast amount of consultation. We spoke to over 2,000 people, public, stakeholders, staff, and we spoke to over 200 organisations. And what we built in the West was based very much on what they told us they wanted. I mean, we asked basic questions, what works well, what could work better, and then we built the model around that. Now, there are some things that will transfer over, so core concepts like a single team, single point of access, shared care record rather than multiple care records, shared data agreement. But the rest will be very much based on what the public and the staff and other stakeholders tell us in South, hence why we're doing the stakeholder meetings. If you have a view, it's really important that we hear, and we want to hear what's going well, because we don't want to take away anything that's working really well. And we also want to hear what could be better. And we want to hear from service users, but also people who might not need services now, but in the future might. So all views are important.
That rather leapt in uninvited. My apologies. That was Adrian Tomkinson from the DHSC's Integrated Care Team. And the aim is to give patients in the south of the island a single point of access to health, social care and well-being. A Southern Wellbeing Partnership is the name of this. The Health Department wants to hear your views on this idea. There's been a similar system up and running in the west of the island. So if you can give of your opinion, of course, the DHSC would be very pleased to hear from you.
Manx Radio Sport.
Fastamai, Tim Glover.
Fastamai, Tom Gandy is readying himself for his fourth European Tour appearance in quick succession. The Isle of Man golfer is competing at the Portugal Masters this week. He tees off at 10:35 tomorrow and 6:45 on Friday, both UK times. Of course, it'll be on Sky Sports Golf Channel. Women are being called upon to give walking football a try in a home tournament against Guernsey. Two teams from the Channel Island are visiting the island to take on five Manx squads tomorrow. A women's introductory session will be held at 11:40 at St John's Football Club, hosted by Guernsey's England walking footballer Jackie Wheatley. Organiser Pete Nash is encouraging women of all ages and abilities to come along.
We've been inspired by how they've developed the women's game in Guernsey. And tomorrow, if we've got, I think we've got about three or four women, one of whom has played walking football with us before. The other three are going to give it a try for the first time. And if we can get even two or three more to come along, that'd be fantastic, because from there we'll be able to grow the women's game here on the Isle of Man as well.
Further afield, crowds will not be allowed at Doncaster Racecourse tomorrow for the remainder of the St Ledger Festival. The result of the meeting will be held behind closed doors because of rising local coronavirus infection rates. The event, which started today, was being used as a government pilot scheme for the return of spectators to sport. And Aston Villa have signed Ollie Watkins and Brentford on a five-year deal. That's your sport this evening.
Thanks very much, Tim. Yes, years and years ago, I was at Doncaster Racecourse to see a horse called Shergar run its final race. It didn't win. And then, of course, after that, well, read the history books to find out what happened.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Auto Solutions.
The winter timetable, bus timetable, comes into operation today. Children, of course, have gone back to school today. Dolan's here to tell us more.
Several special school services are restarting, including the number 14, 14B, 16 and 29 routes. Bus Fanning says there's still time to purchase Go School cards, which are available online. The main buses between Douglas and Onchan are also getting back to normal now that the promenade's open to traffic in both directions again. Other services are being reintroduced next week, including number 13 and 14 on Monday, plus more number 29 buses on Tuesday. The summer journeys along service 28 stopped at the weekend. For full timetables, head to bus.im online. Updated printed timetables will be available soon.
Dolan, thank you. Some other roadwork details. Today, and it was for one day only, as they say, try the veal, Cool Road in Douglas. There was work going on there, temporary two-way traffic lights. I don't know if they've cleared yet. They might be all day, but they probably should have cleared. And also Westmoreland Road, also three-way traffic signals. Sewer repairs there, so hold your nose as you go by. And looking ahead to the weekend, Marine Parade in Peel. This is on the 13th, the Sunday. Temporary closure between 9am and 5pm from Walpole Road to the cliff face, while Peel's Equine Day takes place. Now, I don't know anything about that, but I hope they've got someone afterwards to clear up.
Manx Radio Travel, driven by Console Solutions, 670-145.
It's 9 minutes to six.
Manx Radio's update, powered by Manx Telecom, investing in our people and technology. Manx Radio Breakfast.
And we're here every weekday with the morning's main stories.
Exam results was an abomination and it was unfair and that made me angry. I suppose coronavirus made me a little bit scared. Which would I rather have? Neither.
If they don't manage to get across to see relatives at Christmas, may not be able to do so until next Easter or even later.
The island has a great brass band tradition, so lots of cornet players who are interested in playing the trumpet as well.
We'll be back in the morning with a roundup of all the main developments, the weather for the day ahead, and the latest travel news.
So join us in the morning from 7:30 for Manx Radio Breakfast, powered by Manx Telecom.
How do they sound so cheerful? I don't know, at that time in the morning. In St John's, they've been kicking off today. Two Guernsey walking football teams are here, competing in an all-day tournament against five Manx squads. Competition is aiming to inspire more women to give the sport a try. Organiser and goalkeeper Peter Nash has been talking to Rhiann Evans.
We've been inspired by how they've developed the women's game in Guernsey, particularly as I think there's a husband and wife team who run walking football in Guernsey, Paul Wheatley and his wife Jackie. And Jackie plays for the England ladies walking football team. So they've had a bit of a head start, and that has helped them. So they've very kindly offered to host the women's introductory session. That'll be a very relaxed and informal sort of session where even if the women come along and they've never kicked a ball before, it really doesn't matter because it's a question of enjoying walking football for what it is, getting fit again, and really enjoying the social life that comes with it.
Is there an age limit or cut off for people who want to get involved?
There isn't really. And it's mainly played by people who are over 50 and right up into their 70s. That's the age span that we've got here. We tend to have a situation where we say, look, even if you're 20 or 30, come along and play, because then someone might have a mental or a physical reason why they can't do ordinary running football. I mean, it could even be just perhaps they don't have confidence or a bit low self-esteem, they're overweight. It doesn't really matter. And tomorrow, if we've got, I think we've got about three or four women, one of whom has played walking football with us before. The other three are going to give it a try for the first time. And if we can get even two or three more to come along, that'd be fantastic, because from there we'll be able to grow the women's game here on the Isle of Man as well.
And just to quickly go over the rules of walking football, is it strictly no jogging or anything other than walking?
That's the question everybody asks, and it's the issue that plagues walking footballers, because obviously, by the very definition of it being walking football, you're not supposed to run. But believe me, it's very hard not to when you've got the ball and you see someone coming up. People do tend to run, but referees will penalise that. It's a free kick. The other thing is that the rule is that there's supposed to be no physical contact. Now, you can tackle, but really you're only supposed to tackle from the front. I think people are surprised with walking football because a lot of people, when they first hear about it, think, oh, well, that's just going to be for old people who, in the last years of their life. It's totally not.
Like our Chris. No, he's not in the last years of his life. He's very active. Anyway, that's details of that. You can find more on Manx Radio Sports page. Looking ahead to tomorrow, former hotelier and MHK Chris Robertshaw will chair a Timwell Security Committee questioning, amongst others, the Enterprise Minister Lawrence Skelly into the future of tourism tomorrow. It comes as apparently a question mark hangs over TT 2021 if things continue as they are. Earlier in the year on Manx Radio, Mr Skelly admitted there were likely to be Manx tourism casualties.
I guess that we worth recognising first and foremost that before COVID, this industry was struggling for a host of different reasons. And their margins are very tight, and it's heavily reliant on a number of factors there. And what we know now is that they are going to be one of the industries that will struggle ongoing. So when I say hospitality, I put tourism obviously in and part of that there. So will there be some casualties? Yes, I suspect there will be.
So you can start hearing that from 11 o'clock tomorrow in person in LegCo Council Chamber or on the government live and listen again service. That's tomorrow. We'll also be hearing from Andrew Keeling of Hotel Solutions, who I talked to earlier today, who in fact has been to the island quite a few times, done a couple of reports, one of them I think on hotels, one on boarding houses as well, and looked at the whole aspect of the seaside industry and how it's progressing in view of the turbid problems. Well, that's update compiled from the resources of Manx Radio's news department, thanks to newsreader Donald Mercer. Update will be back on Thursday evening, tomorrow at 5:30. It's available as a podcast for Apple, Google, Smart Speaker or Spotify. Get the details at manxradio.com. Details of the stories you've heard on this update and more Manx news, interviews and podcasts, and web's biggest source of Manx videos are all on manxradio.com. Like Manx Radio on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. And indeed, subscribe to Manx Radio YouTube channel. I'm John Moss. Thank you for listening.
Are you a reluctant landlord? Tired of tenant hassles? Cursed by constant maintenance? Tormented by empty